seeing the evolution of the African-American athlete. I talked about it on ESPN about how Lamar Hunt himself and, of course, Hank Stram brought a lot of fantastic African-American athletes to that Chiefs team, and the AFL did a lot to contribute to that. Here we are many years later with this Super Bowl staring at us with Lovie Smith and Tony Dungy. Tell me what it means to you to see this event.
Well, first of all, you're talking about two guys that, to me, are as classier individuals as you'll ever be around, two outstanding coaches, and to me, they're just two outstanding coaches, just happen to be black, because they represent the National Football League so well and certainly do a great job, I think, for, you know, future coaches. If anybody has any questions about, you know, how good of coaches they can be, you know, and being Afro-American, then I think they answered a lot of questions about people's ability. It's something that I've known for a long time. You know, I'd never played on the same team with a black athlete before until I came to the Dallas Cowboys, and some of my best friends, you know, ended up being Cornell Green, Bob Hayes, Jethro Pugh. I remember getting on the airplane with Jethro Pugh in Atlanta, Georgia, flying out to Thousand Oaks, the biggest guy I'd ever seen, and we ended up being friends, still friends to this day. So, you know, sports has done an awful lot for this country, and, you know, we may not be where we need to be as far as Afro-American coaches are concerned, but, you know, I think this is a big, big step in, you know, getting a lot of people that certainly are deserving of an opportunity and a chance because they are Afro-American coaches, that you'll see more now, you know, as we get further along in the game.